إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد قال الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله في كتاب التوحيد باب قول الله تعالى فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. قال ابن عباس في الآية الأنداد هو الشرك أخفى من دبيب النمل على صفات سوداء في ظلمة الليل وهو أن تقول والله وحياتك يا فلان وحياتي وتقول لولا كليبة هذا لأتانا اللصوص ولولا البط في الدار لأتى اللصوص وقول الرجل لصاحبه ما شاء الله وشئت وقول الرجل لولا فلان وفلان لا تجعل فيها فلانا هذا كله به الشرك رواه ابن أبي حاتم. الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى he wrote this chapter and he didn't have a title for it but he mentioned an ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 22 فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Do not set up rivals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you know. And he mentioned the statement of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma in this ayah. He says, Al-Andad is a shirk here. It's shirk. And it is hidden than the crawling of ants on a dark surface, on the dark of the night. And it is, for example, of this shirk that Shaykh Al-Fawzan, when he explains that this, by the way, this is a minor shirk, shirk asar, he says, when a person swear, say, by Allah and the life of so-and-so, someone talking to someone, he said to him, by Allah and your life. Certain people, they do that. In certain areas on earth, certain people, they swear by their lives, by the blood, by the food, and the like, some by the life of their mothers, and the like. Or someone may say, by Allah and his life himself. And likewise, another example, someone may say, has it not been for this little dog, the thieves will enter the house. Other they say, has it not been for the ducks? Being in the house, the thieves would have entered. Likewise, an example of this, of this shirk, which is the shirk, is a minor, like a person said to his companion, whatever Allah's will and whatever you will, and you will as well. Or a person may say, has it not been for Allah and so-and-so? Like somebody is stranded somewhere, car broke down in the middle of nowhere, like they say, and then Allah send him help. And this person, he'll say, has it not been for Allah and so? Worst, some people, they say, has it not been for somebody, for so-and-so? But here the person, he said, has it not been for Allah? But then they say this mistake, they make this mistake, and they say, and so-and-so. So all of this is forms of shirk. As Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan says, it means shirk asghar. Meaning, he says this, expressions that runs in the mouth and the tongue of certain individuals, they are shirk. They are shirk, but this shirk is minor shirk. It's a minor shirk. This expression that the Sheikh he just mentioned as an example, he said, وَمَا شَابَهَهَا and the like of that. مناسبة هذا الباب لكتاب التوحيد, the relevance of this chapter to كتاب التوحيد, قال أنه لما كان من تحقيق التوحيد الاحتراز من الشرك بالله في الألفاظ وإن لم يقصده المتكلم بقلبه نبه المؤلف رحمه الله بهذا الباب على ذلك وبين بعض هذه الألفاظ لتجتنب هي وما ماثلها. So likewise, from the things that make a person's tawheed complete is to protect yourself and especially your tongue from statements that entails shirk. If someone wonder what this chapter has to do with, like, alhamdulillah. That's why learning tawheed is a vast subject. From the things that we should do and the things that we should not do to preserve our tawheed, to preserve the tawheed and its completion, that we should avoid certain expressions, certain statements that entail shirk. The Shaykh says, even if a person does not intend that with his heart, people, they make a statement of shirk, even though they don't intend to commit shirk. He said, for this reason, Al-Mu'allif, Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he brought this chapter to draw on the attention of the people, the Muslims, to this fact. And he mentioned examples of these statements that run in the mouth of certain people, so that these statements be avoided, and the like of them. And these are statements that are famous. Like I mentioned, in some countries, they swear by the head of the mother, by the head of your mother, by your life, by the food we just shared right now. And then other people, they make the statement, has it not been for Allah and you? See? Has not been for Allah and the police come in the right time, and the like. These are statements that should be avoided. كليبة هذا تصغير كلبة تصغير تصغير كلبة والكلبة هي التي تتخذ لحفظ المواشي وغيرها. Here كليبة is the تصغير of كلبة. There is something in Arabic called تصغير. Like Anas, they call him Unais, for instance. So this is تصغير of كلبة. كلبة is the female dog. So كلب كلبة. طيب. I give you examples, right? We have كلب كلبة. طيب. بيت. بيتتون ها بيتون باتة ما شاء الله. Look, كلب is the male, is the what you call masculine. كلبتون is feminine. What changes? The ta. So بيتون بيتتون. Now, if you follow the rule, you're right. بيتتون. No. Don't have that. رجلون.
رجال.
No, we're not looking for the plural. Look on the feminine. Rajulun. Logically, if you want to use this concept, kalbun, kalbatun, rajulun is what?
Rajulatun.
Rajulatun. But is there such thing, rajulatun?
No.
No, it's not. So what is the feminine of rajulun?
Nisa.
Nisa. Allah. Yes, it's Nisa. La. Khata.
Imra'atun.
Ahsanta, Abdullah. Imra'atun. Limada? Why not Nisa? Yahya? لا عبد الله أنت اسمك يحيى يا شيخ change your name يحيى why not نساء
you didn't say رجال
you were in a neighborhood but you didn't know the right number for the house نعم امرأة نعم if we say رجال now you can say نساء طيب this was a tricky question so كلب is Kalbatun is the feminine of kalb. Wallususu, jam'u lassin. Lusus, thieves, is the plural of lass. Lassun is one thief. Albattu, هي طيور الماء, تتخذ في البيوت. The bat is those ducks. You know, those birds are well known to us. Certain people, they take them also, they raise them in around the house, because them too, when they see something that is not usual, they start making noises. Okay? المعنى الإجماعي للآية, the general meaning of this verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله كما في الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد, أن الله تبارك وتعالى ينهى الناس أن يتخذوا له أمثالا ونظراء يصرفون لهم شيئا من عبادته وهم يعلمون أن الله وحده الخالق الرازق. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade the people from ascribing to him partners and equals, and therefore they devote certain acts of worship for them that should be performed only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is forbidden to devote any acts of worship for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While these people, they know that Allah alone, He is the Creator, and He alone provides and maintains His creation. وَأَنَّ هَذِهِ الْأَنْدَادَ عَاجِزَةَ فَقِيرَ لَيْسَ لَهَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٍ. And also, this person in the same way, he knows that these people he just ascribed, for instance, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship, they are weak and do not possess any power to help or to assist. They have nothing to do with the matter at the least. وما ذكره ابن عباس أمثلة لاتخاذ الأنداد لأن الآية أو لأن لفظ الآية يشملها وإن كانت شركا أصغر والآية نازلة في الشرك الأكبر فالسلف يستدلون بما نزل في الشرك الأكبر على الشرك الأصغر The Sheikh says أنداد which is mentioned by ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما is just examples on how people through their statements they don't pay attention to, but they associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fall into shirk. He says, even though this is shirk asghar, minor shirk, and keep in mind that the ayah is the context of the ayah is about major shirk. It's about a major shirk. He says, because the salaf, the righteous scholars, our predecessors, they use as a proof that which was revealed about the major shirk as a proof to minor shirk as well. As a proof to minor shirk. But then the ulama, they mention, because of what Allah has given them, from knowledge, they tell you the difference. And therefore you find the Juhal, the ignorant people, they just find ayah like this, and they don't know the difference between what is this ayah applies on Shirk Asghar, and then they may even apply it on the people, and Wallahu al-Musta'an. ما يستفاد من الآية أولا التحذير من الشرك بالعبادة. The first of the benefits from this verse, a warning against shirk in ibadah. That no shirk should be introduced in the ibadah. لأن الذي يعبد هو الله وحده سبحانه وتعالى. المعبود والمستحق للعبادة هو الله وحده سبحانه وتعالى. Because the one who deserves to be worshipped alone is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should, that the person avoid shirk in this ibadah. ثانيا أن المشركين مقرون بتوحيد الربوبية. Likewise, another benefit that the mushrikeen, the polytheists, they acknowledge and recognize the tawheed al-rububiyya. ثالثا أن الشرك الأصغر خفي جدا وقل من يتنبه له. That the minor shirk is conspicuous and hidden. It's not clear. That's why a few people, he says, it's rare when you find people that pay attention to. But these statements, subhanAllah, as an example, people say these statements, it's like nothing. They entail shirk. رابعا وجوب تجنب الألفاظ الشركية ولو لم يقصدها الإنسان بقلبه. It is obligatory to avoid the statements that entail shirk, even if the person does not intend shirk with his heart. Meaning the Shaykh is telling us, don't argue. If you are corrected, because we're human. If one of us, for example, made a statement that is incorrect, especially one of these statements that entail shirk, and is corrected, he should accept it. Don't say, "Akhi, log, it's just something that runs in my mouth, but my heart is, alhamdulillah, is clear and free from shirk." He said, "La." Even if you don't intend shirk in your heart, avoid those statements. وعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من حلف بغير الله فقد كفر أو أشرك. رواه الترمذي وحسنه وصححه الحاكم. He mentioned a hadith on the authority of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, and the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من حلف بغير الله فقد كفر أو أشرك. Whoever swears by other than Allah, فَقَدْ كَفَرْ, has fallen into disbelief or shirk. This أو here, Shaykh Fawzani says, had a shirk min al-rawi. It is like the rawi, when I read it, he wasn't precise. He says أو. But the Shaykh Fawzani says this أو in Arabic could mean or could mean end. So it could mean has fallen into disbelief or shirk, or could mean also has fallen into disbelief and shirk. However, the Shaykh says this kufr and this shirk here is both minor disbelief and minor shirk. قال المراد الكفر والشرك الأصغران. What is intended here is the minor kufr and the minor shirk. Because the shirk is of two types. major shirk that take out of Islam and minor shirk that does not. But the ulama, they said just because it is called minor shirk, don't believe that it's said. They said just certain people that may hear minor shirk, they're like, this is minor, it's not. No, he said, it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. It just is called minor because of the major one. Okay? But there's nothing minor about it. So like certain people say, these are the minor things, yeah, that's not a big deal. No, this is a very big deal. Because this is shirk. Al-ma'na al-ijma'li lil-hadith, the general meaning of this narration. يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله يخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الحديث خبرا معناه النهي. He said, in this hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he's informing us, but actually, while informing us, actually it is making it prohibited upon us. Because the translation of this is whoever swears by other than Allah. But he said, actually, he said, it is, we should understand as it is forbidden to swear by other than Allah. Because it leads to kufr and shirk, or leads to, because it's an act of kufr or shirk. What's kufr and shirk? Huh? What kufr and shirk?
Minor.
Minor. And what type of kufr or shirk? Minor kufr, minor shirk. So he said here the Prophet ﷺ is informing us, but actually is prohibition. Okay? أَنَّ مَنْ أَقْسَمَ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ فَقَدْ اتَّخَذَ ذَلِكَ الْمَحْلُوفُ بِهِ شَرِيكَ لِلَّهِ وَكَفَرَ بِاللَّهِ. That if someone swears by other than Allah, if you want to swear, you say by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi. And even with that, you don't make it in a habit. It is not proper for the Muslim to cast a list swear. Wallahi, wallahi. Even they swear on the little things. La. You don't swear unless if you need to. Look, if you have to. But some people it becomes a habit on them, on their tongue. Wallahi, wallahi, for everything. Even the doors. The two people are walking, they give by the door. One of them try to put his hands to open the door. They say, wallahi, I'll do it. Yeah, he will. He do it today, he do it tomorrow. No? What's the problem? Wallahi. They, for example, two people are traveling on the long journey. The first stop on the gas station. Wallahi, I pay for the gas. Okay, just pay. You don't have to swear. So, wallahi, wallahi. But here, actually, those people who swear by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any of His creation. If anyone do this, has taken that object that they swear by as a shariq lillah, as a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore has disbelieved in Allah. لَنَّ الْحَلِفَ بِشَيْءٍ يَقْضِي تَعْظِيمُ. He says, because when a person swears by something, they give a status to that thing. People, they swear in things out of respect, great respect and veneration. Okay? But this great respect and veneration, he says, the Shaykh should be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الْعَظَمَ فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ إِنَّمَا هِيَ لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهُ فَلَا يُحْلَفُ إِلَّا بِهِ أَوْ بِصِفَةٍ مِنْ صِفَاتِ. So therefore, since this is the case, it is not permissible to swear by anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or one of His attributes. You can swear by one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مناسبة الحديث للباب أنه يدل على أن من حلف بغير الله فقد اتحد المحلوف به ندا لله. Why Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn al-Wahhab رحمه تعالى selected this narration as a proof in this chapter? Shaykh al-Fawzan gives us the answer. He says, because it is a proof that whoever swears by other than Allah has taken that object as a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see? And this is something that we have to pay attention to. Of course, if we are struggling with any statements like this, we correct ourselves. And we have to pay attention to the people around us, members of our families, especially for people who they come from some background, or from some areas, or some countries, in which these statements are widespread amongst. I remember once I was sitting in the class of Sheikh, our noble Sheikh, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad, in the Prophet's Masjid, in Hajj. And alhamdulillah, there's a lot of benefits because the Shaykh, he talks about a lot of Tawheed and Aqeedah and Jazakumullah Khair, and the Mashaykh, they take advantage of the Hajj season, and because they know there are Muslims coming from different backgrounds, from different areas. So not only they teach them the Hajj, but they put the Tawheed in it as well. And the whole Hajj is about Tawheed, by the way. The ulama, they mention, you look at anything that you do in Hajj, it's Tawheed in it. There is Tawheed in it. So the Mashayikh, Jazakumullah Khairan, they take advantage of that opportunity and they teach the Muslims the Tawheed and the proper Aqeedah. And the Shaykh, he was talking about things like this, and then a question, the person, he was from Egypt, because he said it in the question. So dear Shaykh, subhanAllah, Jazakallah khairan. We, in our country, we swear with a lot of things. For instance, dear Shaykh, one Nabi, by the prophets. You see? He says, now Shaykh, alhamdulillah, Jazakallah khairan. Now we learn, okay? We learn to correct ourselves. Then he said to him, but ya Shaykh, this is something that is on, alhamdulillah, now we know the rule in ya Shaykh, alhamdulillah, that is shirk, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're going to try our best, but it's in our tongue. What we should do? Then the Shaykh, he said to him, say, what up, bin Nabi? If it's only your tongue, you grow up saying it for years, one Nabi. He said to them, now make it a habit to say, wa Rabbi Nabi, by the Lord of the Prophet, not by the Prophet. Another Shaykh, he was given a class as one of the students narrate to us that a group of people also came to that attend the class and they swear by Al-Ka'bah, Wal-Ka'bah. And also that Shaykh make it clear to them that this is shirk. Remember, it's a shirk, asghar, minor shirk. And alhamdulillah, those people, they accept it and they say, we're not going to say it again. And one of them say, Wal-Ka'bah, we're not going to say it again. He wants to swear, to make the emphasis that we're not going to do it. He says, by the Kaaba, we're not going to say by the Kaaba again. Because it runs on your tongue, it becomes a habit. Alayin, alhamdulillah, the purpose of this class is for us to learn even certain things that we may not do, we may not say, we may not know in our hours as we grow up. But keep in mind, it's very important to know and to learn. Inshallah, so that you never know, you may come around certain people, especially in Hajj. In Hajj, you be with certain people from different areas, and they may commit these statements and make these statements, so, of course, in a nice way, in a most gentle way, alhamdulillah, because this is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you correct them, inshallah ta'ala. وَلَكَ فِي ذَلِكَ أَجْرَ عَظِيمٌ. And you have a great reward by doing so. You know, it's great. Because we have to keep an eye on one another. When one of us make a mistake, then those who know that, they should advise him, but nicely, correctly. And the one who's been advised, he should humble himself also, and don't grow arrogant, and accept, alhamdulillah, the advice. ما يستفاد من الحديث, what is some of the benefits in this hadith? أولا, تحريم الحلف بغير الله وأنه شرك وكفر بالله. Strictly, it is forbidden to swear by other than Allah, because it consists shirk and disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, there was the type that is minor. Number two, أن التعظيم بالحلف حق لله سبحانه وتعالى فلا يحلف إلا بالله. That because the second benefit explains the first one. The Shaykh said that's because when a person swears by something, it's out of respect, great respect for that thing and veneration. But this here is only for Allah. This great respect and veneration should be only for Allah. So therefore, you do not swear by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to swear, swear by Allah or one of His attributes. Or don't swear by anything else. And those who are struggling with these habits, they used to say this, and because they grow up around people saying it, then they have to know that they have to work hard. Huh? Same way someone grow up eating with his left hand, and then Allah guide them to Islam, or they will grow up Muslims but they don't know Islam, and to somebody tell them, eat with the right hand. It's forbidden to eat with the left hand. So these people, alhamdulillah, even though they accept the haqq, and they try, but then, تَغْلِبُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعَادَةِ The habit, for years, will drag them and pull them to. But alhamdulillah, as long as they know what is right from what is wrong, and they struggling, inshaAllah ta'ala, Allah give them tawfiq. ثَالِثًا أَنَّ الْحَلِفَ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ لا تجيب به كفارة لأنه لم يذكر فيه كفارة. Likewise, the Shaykh says, swearing by other than Allah, there is no expiation for it because it was not mentioned. It was not mentioned. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وتسليما كثيرا.